Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Can you imagine growing up with a brother who did nothing wrong? Don't you know there was, even today, a lot of households, ain't there envy and jealousy among the siblings? Multiply that manifold times when Jesus is the brother. He's perfect. He did nothing wrong. He cleaned his plate. He eats his peas. I'm being facetious, but you get the picture. The brothers and sister grows up and in this same household, they just refused. They refuse, but something happened. Something happened. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed everything. Let me share this with you in Acts chapter number 1. I got to move. Acts chapter number 1. I love this. Acts chapter number 1. Beginning in verse number... Well, we know the verse number 13. After the ascension of Jesus, they went back to Jerusalem. They're in the upper room, and you see all these apostles that are named in verse number 13. And then you see verse number 14. And these all continued in one accord with prayer and supplication with the women and with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Something changed. And I'm here to tell you, when Jesus rose from the dead, during those 40 days, his brethren believed. They saw him crucified. The mother, Mary, was at the cross, the foot of the cross. When Jesus told John, that beloved apostle, "Son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son." Remember that? Mary went home, and I don't know if the brothers or sisters around, the Bible does not say, but can you imagine the comfort that the brothers and the sisters must have come when for 3 days, the mother is crying and weeping, lost the Christ, my son, born of a virgin, doesn't understand. But and the brothers and sisters, well, he's dead now. Then he appears to them. That would change anybody. And it changed James. And it changed Jude, who wrote the book of Jude. You know, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. The writer of Jude was the brother of Jesus. Interesting. It changed these men. And here James actually became the pastor. And I wish I could go even further. He became the pastor of the first church there in Jerusalem. We read about that. And later he was martyred. Can you imagine? Not the apostle. The brother became that pastor. Just think for what a change must have happened in his life. Not only was he saved, he became a leader among those believers there in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1, verse number 14, Jesus' brothers became followers of you know, and the Bible does not say by his sisters, but I'm of the, I hate to use the word opinion, because every time I use the word opinion, I think of Rick Adams. Y'all remember Dr. Rick Adams? He's dead and in heaven. When I was in Bible school 40 years ago, yes, almost in the mid-90s, Dr. Rick Adams said, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. So I'm afraid to use the word opinions, but it is my thought that probably his sisters, not just his brothers, but probably his sisters probably believed too. I would like to think that after the resurrection. And there was household salvation. Bible talks about household salvation. The Philippian jailer and others, the whole household. I believe that's what happened, but let me move on. And then you've seen all the apostles. Verse number 8. I have 10 minutes, so let me do this. And last of all, he was seen of me. The apostle Paul said, not only did they see him, the 500, not only did his brother see him, and all the apostles, and all these, Mary, all these things. I saw him. Paul, when did you see the resurrected Savior? That was way before your time. Well, Paul's list included his personal testimony of seeing the resurrected Lord. Turn, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 1, just a few chapters earlier, Paul made this statement, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1. Am I not apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Paul the apostle personally saw Jesus Christ. So here's the question. When did Paul see Jesus? Because Jesus ascended into heaven 40 days, we know, after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven. So when did Paul see him? I'm glad, yeah.
His way to Damascus.
Okay, a great one. The first time, and time won't get into it, we read in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 9, on the road to Damascus, it was a great light shined upon him. I won't read it, but you remember the story. Lord, he first said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And two questions was asked. You Bible students, get this. Lord, is that you? That's the first question. Lord, is that you? And then he says, Saul, why kickest against the pricks? And something happened in his life. Then he changed. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Then he said, or Lord, is that you? Then he says, Lord, what will thou have me to do? See the difference? It's conversion. Lord, is that you? Lord, what will thou have me to do? And when Paul said, I was born out of due time, this is what he's talking about. The word born out of due time is like premature, before his time. And let me give you another one where Paul talked about, not just on the road to Damascus. Paul actually mentioned, time won't allow it, and please reference this. I got to move through this. I see a bunch of you taking notes. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 18. Write this down. Galatians 1, 11 through 18. Paul talks about his time in the desert of Arabia, where he left from Damascus, road to Damascus. He wanted, if you read that, he thought about going in Jerusalem, but he didn't. He went to the desert of Arabia, and he spent two or three years there. It's in that reading there. And there he talked about learning from Christ. Paul learned from Jesus Christ himself. What a Bible class that must have been. Where did Paul get his indoctrination? How did he get Romans, where he wrote Romans and 1 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians? Oh, that's a long time. Where did Paul get his information? From Jesus himself. He saw the resurrected Jesus, not just on the road to Damascus, which, by the way, was a bright light, the Shekinah glory. I don't think he saw him bodily. The presence of God. Remember Moses in the cleft of the rock? Lord, I want to look on you. Well, you can't see me. No man can see me because of the light. Remember? Well, I'll hide in the cleft of the rock. I'll put my hand over and you can look at my back. So remember the hind part? Remember that? And Moses came down and they had to put a veil over his face, because that Shekinah glory that fell upon Moses, this is my own personal opinion, when he saw Christ on the road to Damascus, he didn't see him what we would think bodily. Because he says a bright light. And remember, it blinded everybody. Matter of fact, his eyes were blind till Ananias came. They had to lead him to the Ananias house where he couldn't see. Scales, because of that bright, are y'all following me? Some of y'all are looking at me like, yeah, okay, so I don't think he saw him bodily. Of course, he's the president. I think it's because of he's God, very God, and the shining Shekinah glory came down in that bright light. Lord, is that you? So why are you kicking against the pricks? Basically, I got something for you. Lord, what will you have me do? Then he goes to the desert of Arabia, and Jesus teaches him. 2-3 years, whatever that. Some of y'all who've already looked at that. What was that? Have y'all looked at that? It was 3 years, wasn't it? Jesus taught him. So anyway, he taught me personally. Now, as one born out of due time, born before the due date, premature, the conversion of Paul is an illustration of the rebirth of Israel as a nation. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and Archie Rich is not with us today. He's in Alabama. He texted me. He's there with Tumka. There with Doug at a mission conference. We talked about this the other night. There's only two men in the scripture who've been saved on sight. To. The first one was Abram. Remember, in the Ur of the Chaldees, God appeared to Abram in the Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram became the first Jew. It was God himself who appeared. It wasn't an angel. It wasn't a preacher. It wasn't a prophet. Jesus Christ himself appeared to Abraham. Abram at the time. Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. He believed. Saved on sight.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.